STC Police Academy graduates 11 correctional officers in first-of-its-kind flex program. All 11 graduates passed the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, TCOL, certification exam on their first attempt, giving the class a 100% pass rate. Just finishing a law enforcement program is a huge accomplishment, but to complete it while working full-time jobs and supporting their families is something to celebrate, said Victor Valdez, STC Public Safety Programs Department Chair. We're very grateful to the Sheriff's Office for their collaboration in this initiative. It was important for us to give people who are already working in the field a real chance to advance in their careers. STC's program, both physically and academically demanding, prepares students with the training and knowledge necessary to be certified by TCOL. I worked at the Sheriff's Office for 13 years, so being part of creating this opportunity for aspiring police officers is a personal accomplishment that I take to heart, added Valdez. Hidalgo County Sheriff J.E. Eddie Guerra, who served as the keynote speaker at the completion ceremony, encouraged graduates to uphold the values of dedication, excellence, and integrity as they begin their law enforcement careers. As Sheriff of Hidalgo County, I can tell you this. Skills can be taught, tactics can be improved, but integrity must already be within you, Guerra said. Graduating from the academy is an important step, but now the real work begins when you earn the trust of the community you serve. I'm proud of what you've accomplished, and I look forward to seeing many of you succeed in Hidalgo County and beyond. For graduate Lawrence Tamez, the program was especially challenging and rewarding as he balanced academy training, a full-time job, and the birth of his second child during the program. Now, his longtime dream of becoming a police officer is becoming a reality. I started working as a correctional officer because I saw it as a stepping stone. When they offered this opportunity, I knew I couldn't pass it up, Tamez said. I want to go out and help the community, be proactive and guide young people in the right direction. I want people to see that police officers aren't just there to arrest people. We're there to help. Tamez said the support of his wife helped him push through the demanding schedule while caring for their newborn daughter. When I first signed up, I was hesitant because I wanted to make sure my wife would be okay with everything going on, Tamez said. But she encouraged me to go for it and reminded me that in the end it would all be worth it. This is a big step in my career and I'm doing it for my family. Sharing a similar sentiment, 26-year-old Cynthia De La Cruz said graduating from the academy is just the first step toward a career in forensic investigation. She said she plans to return to school to study biology and hopes to one day work at the federal level. I plan to stay, hopefully as a reserve deputy with the sheriff's office, while I continue my education, she said. One thing I appreciated about the STC Academy was getting exposure outside the classroom. We were able to do some classes with local police departments and hear stories and experiences from officers who are already out in the field, and that helped us learn a lot. For more information on STC's law enforcement opportunities, visit southtexascollege.edu/academics/law-enforcement/index.html or call 956-872-4208.